Thought Leader Thursdays are sponsored by Associated Bank. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing a home, Associated Bank is dedicated to finding the right mortgage solution for you. Visit associatedbank.com/thoughtleadership. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're on this morning with Danny Salazar, Senior Vice President and Relationship Manager in the Commercial Banking Division at Associated Bank. Danny, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me.
I want to focus our conversation in on an area that's right along your lines of expertise. That's the business challenges that companies are facing these days. CEOs, CFOs, business owners. It's been challenging. I know there's been a lot of different things happening, from finding enough workers to, you know, navigating the pandemic. What would you say is some of the biggest business challenges right now?
Thanks, Steve. Well, you know, I think you're right. A lot of our clients are facing pressures on labor, supply chain, and inflation. On the labor side of things, you know, many of our clients are finding that this has eased up a bit in the last 6 months. I think management teams recognize the challenges they had over the last year and are committed to keeping that talent pipeline steady. On the supply chain, that remains a challenge. Due in large part to increased transportation costs, disruptions to a steady flow of product. I think companies are managing that by passing along those costs to their clients and managing client expectations for product delivery. And then on the inflation side of things, you know, this has transformed or transitioned from a temporary item to a semi-permanent. I think the expectations is that this will continue for the next 6 to 12 months.
Are any of those areas improving? The inflation probably not, because that seems to be just getting worse day after day. But the supply chain issues, are any of those getting any better?
I'd like to say that they were, but they have continued to remain at lengthened cycle. I think how our clients are responding to it is managing the client's expectations, being proactive where they can in the production cycle, and, you know, trying to source product where they can so that they keep their business consistent and client happy.
I saw an article recently from Indeed.com, the career website, that talked about the challenges inside the C-level, the corporate level, the CEO level, the CFO level, some of the things that they faced. And I was surprised that one of the top concerns or challenges that companies listed in the survey was just maintaining those quality customer relationships. You're on the front lines of that every day. How are they going about doing that?
Well, similar to our business, I think a key factor is focusing on their or the business's core values. Oftentimes, this includes an emphasis on the client relationships, the employees, the culture, and some of the business strengths of that business.
Also, one of the tops on the list there was preserving a good reputation for the company. That might sound pretty easy on the top level looking at it, but that's very challenging sometimes for businesses, isn't it?
It is. And kind of going back to the core value side of things, you know, preserving and having a strong brand is reflective of your clients, your employees, and cultures. And, you know, on those three pillars, many of the business owners are having an emphasis around their clients, you know, recognizing that they haven't seen them in the last 12 to 24 months. So now that they've had a chance to meet with them, making sure that they're being present, they're seeking customer feedback, acting on their suggestions. As it relates to the employees, you know, labor has been a challenge, and you know, management teams are focused on, you know, really having an emphasis on their employees by listening to their feedback, praising them for a job well done, providing a competitive salary when, you know, they're performing a job well done. And then, you know, the combination of the client relationships and the employees really goes around building a positive culture that is diverse, establishes and provides trust in their service and product, and really just presenting that brand to the market.
The survey by Indeed.com suggested that every 5 years is when employees tend to switch jobs. And given the labor market as it is, tight as it is already, retaining employees is a big challenge, I would guess. Talk to us a little bit more about that part of it.
Sure. Absolutely. Retaining employees and attracting new employees is a top of mind for many of our clients. I think first and foremost, they want to find the right people for their organization. They do that by having quality employees, using them to provide references to people that they know, listening to their feedback, providing a competitive salary with appealing benefits, appreciating individual efforts by acknowledging their accomplishments, and consistently being in the market and identifying employees.
In addition to the challenges you've listed, the big ones, the supply chain, the inflationary issues, the employee, the labor force issues, we now have a new one, higher interest rates. The interest rates have been going up. The Federal Reserve has indicated it's going to keep raising interest rates through the year. Talk to us a little bit about how that affects business.
Sure. My clients are coming out of this economic cycle in a really good position. Much of this is due to government programs in 2020, strong sales demand, and pricing power. Nevertheless, rising rates are presenting an impact to their business. It hasn't yet presented a material risk to the underlying business and key decisions. But they are very thoughtful of what it means to their capital structure and their client and sales demand.
One report I saw suggested that the increasing rates, interest rates, are going to perhaps thin out the weaker companies. Is that something that you see, or do you think that that might be overstated?
It's hard to say. We haven't seen it much. I think it will certainly be more impactful for companies that have more leverage on their balance sheet. To the extent that it does impact those companies that are on the cusp of having financial difficulty, I think some of the items that they can do is analyze their financing costs as it relates to their working capital or large projects that they have in the near future, evaluate their client profile and determine how rising rates may impact their buying decisions. And then last, prepare a plan to adjust your operations or business plan in the event that rates increase at a faster rate than anticipated.
Yeah, because the beauty of what the Fed has done is they've telegraphed their plans for the rest of the year. And so businesses listening to that have plenty of time to potentially develop a new plan, don't they?
Exactly.
I want to talk to you about another story that's out there. The Chicago area has been sort of a hotbed for biosciences. We've had new lab developments at Fulton Labs, at Lincoln Yards, at the Helix 51 incubator that's in at Franklin University. Talk to us a little bit about why Chicago has attracted this industry and why it's growing so well.
You know what? I think Chicago has been a strong market for talent. You've seen it in the IT sector for the last 5 to 10 years. It provides a good transportation hub, distribution hub, and more importantly, I think just amenities around the city. It's good to see that more sectors are coming into the city. Certainly is beneficial for the labor force. I think Chicago's profile, and to the extent that it leads to additional jobs, I think is always a positive factor.
This new lab space that's been going in around Chicago has attracted some pretty strong companies, and they're more talking about coming here. From a jobs sector, from a jobs point of view, these are jobs that are well-paying jobs and will probably be around for a while. It's a pretty strong sector, isn't it?
I think so. We don't have many companies in the biology and science sector. We'd certainly love the opportunity to learn and see more of that in the city. I think it's a positive impact to the economy, to the labor force, and really diversifying around manufacturing, technology, and service companies.
Your conversations in the C-suites, have they been positive and optimistic as we move into the latter part of this year?
I think so. I think if anything that our business owners have learned over the last 2 years is, expect the unexpected, adapting to challenges, learning to work in different work configurations, and really just trying to be nimble and make the best out of situations that are unexpected.
Good conversation, Danny. Thank you. How can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Thank you, Steve. They could reach me at 312-544-4597 or at daniel.salazar@associatedbank.com.
All right. We appreciate your time today, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you, Steve.